Good morning, everyone. Well, we made it through another week. Today is Friday. Hope you're all ready for a good weekend. We're ready for chapter 5 in Matthew today. We're working through the New Testament. Actually, we're ready for chapter 4. I don't know why I said chapter 5. I'm always trying to jump ahead. Maybe I'm trying to jump ahead in life, too. I don't know. Chapter 4 of Matthew. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. You know, every time I read that, I'm just amazed because Jesus is the one who created the devil. And so this was ordained by God. The devil lead Jesus into the wilderness. In Colossians 1, we're told that all things were made by Christ. All things were made by Him and for Him. And that includes the devil. You say, oh, you're Larry, you're making God the author of sin. I'm not doing anything. I'm reading Scripture. I'm doing the very thing God ordained me to do, speak the truth. Then Jesus was led up in the Spirit in the wilderness to be of the devil. And when he, Jesus, had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward at hunger. That's a long time to fast, you know. No wonder he was hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Satan knew that God had all power. He knew that God could make stones bread because God created the world in 6 days. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple and saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee. In their hands they shall bear thee up, lest any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. It's amazing that Satan knew that God, one, he knew that he was the Son of God, and he also knew that he had all power. Isn't it something that he did not fear God? That's something, you know, that we find in the creature itself. Many people do not fear God. They shake their fist in the face of God. Psalms 2 says, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The rulers set themselves against God. What does it say God's response is? It says he will laugh and hold them in derision. What was Jesus' response to Satan here? Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. There's a scripture that says it's a fearful thing to fall into the hand of the living God. And these people who laugh and mock and scorn and ridicule the Word of God. I remember when Obama got up and spoke and how he was mocking the Word of God. Well, what was Satan's response to that? Well, the devil take them up into exceeding high mountain. Showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Satan had no power to give the Son of God anything. The Son of God had all the power. And that's basically what man and the free will of man does. It tries to strip God from His power and give man the power. It tries to give man the idea that all things are in his hands and all things are actually in God's hands. Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. That's my response to those who proclaim the doctrine of free will. You know, think you can pick yourself up by your bootstraps and become anything you want to be. And think all the power of your destiny is in your own hands. I'll give them Christ's response. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and only him shalt thou, him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. When we give God all the glory, we're going to be ministered to by angels. When we give God all the glory, the devil's going to get off our back. Now when Jesus heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region of the shadow of death, light has sprung up. Again, what a confirmation and a validation of what was going on here can be found in the Old Testament. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. So, Peter and Andrew were the first disciples that were called by God. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. That's a miraculous thing right there, that Peter and Andrew immediately left off their vocation and went into ministry with Christ. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and he called them. And they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. So Jesus had an affinity for fishermen, didn't he? We saw that his first four disciples were fishermen, Simon and Peter, and James and John were all fishermen. And immediately we see that James and John left the ship and their father and followed him. Do you think that's irresistible grace? I believe it is. And call. Jesus calls and says all that the Father hath given him will come to him. And all that come to him he will in no wise cast out. And Jesus went about all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sicknesses and all manner of diseases among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Jesus Christ was a great healer. He was the doctor for all peoples and all diseases and all kind of torments. And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee, and from Decapolis, and from Jerusalem, and from Judea, and from beyond Jordan. The Son of God was very, very powerful and had a tremendous following because of who he was and because of what he did. You know, and people are still following him today. He still has all power in heaven and earth. He still has all power over Satan. He's still the great Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way is my prayer. God bless.